2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
Close, I gotta be next to this thing.
I mean,
good,
like, not like up on it. I just like it close, but you're loud enough. Your voice carries.
Definitely.
Good? Okay. All right, 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Joshua with Norteño T10 Podcast. Thanks to VodPod Media for housing and producing, and to Latino Podcast Network for having me on your network. I love it. Thank you. Make sure you like, share, follow, all that. So I'm here with another special guest. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Jacob. Tabora.
Yeah.
With a T.
With a T. with a silent S. It's
no.
Silent S. Okay, so my episodes are all about keeping shit real and what it's like to be whatever you are in San Antonio. So for this episode, it's what it's like to be a veteran in San Antonio. And I know you're not from San Antonio, and we can talk about where you're from, but you're still here.
Yeah.
And you're a veteran. You're Marine Corps.
Oorah.
Yes, I can't do it. I won't do it. But, but yes. So, okay, so talk a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? All that.
So I was born and raised in Queens, New York.
Yes.
You know, if you can't tell from the accent, still there. But I've been here for about 13 years now.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
2008. Got here in 2008. All right, I became like a legal, like a homeowner in 2009. So
okay.
We'll go with that.
Sure.
I've been here that long. Reason I ended up here was because of the military. I'm a burn survivor. I was injured in service, got about 55% second and third degree burns, and I ended up here because of Fort Sam Houston. You know, mm-hmm. It's one of the best burn centers in the world.
It is.
And yeah, I didn't really have a choice. They kind of just told me, hey, you're going to San Antonio. And you know, me being, there was a little bit of the ignorant Yankee, you
yeah.
know, kind of sat there looking at the doctor like, who the hell is gonna fucking, you know, who's gonna fucking take care of me, and cowboys and Indians, because you know, I shit you not, you know, that whole north south thing, you know, we talk shit about the south the same way, you know, how we like to pretend the south is ignorant. We talk shit about y'all too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's well deserved. But yeah, you know, I ended up coming out here. And well, you know what, 13 years later, I'm still here. So, I mean, obviously, I fucking love it.
Yeah, so no cowboys or Indians?
No cowboys or Indians. Cowboy hats, cowboy boots.
Yeah, baby okay. mamas.
Yeah. But you know what? In my defense, she's from New Orleans.
Oh.
I can't say that was a great idea.
You did that to yourself.
But I did. I always do.
Yeah. Okay, so how old are you when you joined the Marine Corps?
I signed the papers when I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah. And as soon as I graduated high school, I was off to boot camp. So.
So did you always know that you wanted to be in the Marine Corps?
Not the Marines specifically. Always had a thing for like the military though. But
okay.
I liked ships. So before, the reason I ended up joining the Marines is because I actually saw 9/11 happen out of my high school window.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was just, you know, a regular kid not paying attention to the teacher, looking outside of his fucking window and shit, and you know, you see the first plane hit the tower and just like, wow.
What?
I'm not dreaming. I'm not asleep. Like, this is real life.
So you were that close?
Yeah, close enough, because, you know, you got Queens, but then you got the river, and then,
yeah.
you know, Manhattan, this whole skyline. You can see all of that.
Oh
right,
my God.
Right out of your high school window, you know.
So
and
what was that like?
That was wild. Because, you know, it was still like, I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I was 13 years old, you know? I'm sitting
mm-hmm.
there, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know? Even then, I'm too young to realize, like, this is like history in the making. I'm just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously, people are freaking out because, you know, you got teachers and kids that their parents work there. And, you know, like, people are dying, like, right in front of your eyes.
You know? My God.
So, that was tough.
So that's what made you want
yeah,
to join
them?
Yeah,
so then after that,
yeah.
it was just like, more than ever, I wanted to join the military, but I wanted to fight, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know all the, whatever, conspiracy theories and all the politics and all
sure.
the shit going on,
yeah.
right? You just know that you want to do your part as, you know, as an American, as a New Yorker whose city just got attacked, you know? And I struggled trying to make it through high school, but
yeah,
I made it out and I graduated and I joined the Marines. And
yeah,
you know,
so like upbringing, what was it like? You just said you struggled getting through high school. So like, what does that mean?
Well, honestly, so up until high school, I feel like I was kind of on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, my parents were immigrants. My mother's Colombian and my dad's Honduran. Spanish was the first language in the household.
Yeah.
It wasn't until, you know, they got me in school, kindergarten, and you know, I picked up English real fast, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was real, you know, they kind of kept true to, you know, excuse me, their, you know, their roots and teaching me and, you know, making sure they flew me out to Colombia, to Honduras to meet the family and whatnot.
That's awesome.
So I got to see my family a lot. You know, yeah. I got to meet my grandparents before they died. That was all great. You know, I'm closer to my mother's side, Colombia, because, you know, me and my dad at the moment, we haven't been on speaking terms in probably like a decade now or whatever, you know.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too, but yeah, it's lost. Yeah.
Facts.
I was a good kid up until high school, and then I just, you know, bad influences and shitty decisions and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
We're human, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
I fucked up enough, but not enough to where, like, it really, like, cost me, you know.
Your future.
Where it ruined my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So thank God for that.
Yeah. Okay, so you joined the Marines. How long were you in?
Total 5.5 years. They extended me, obviously, because of my injuries.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't let me go. And, you know, like, the last two years, it was just mainly my mission was, like, to recover and go to my appointments and surgeries and all that shit. So,
yeah. So what has that recovery process been like? Because I know you're still going through it.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's not so bad because I just kind of pick and choose the things I want done, and it's more for, like,
aesthetics.
You know, yeah, aesthetics, you mm-hmm. know? But it's not so much like I even need it. I kind of always see that there's always room for improvement in everybody, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, with me. Yeah, I mean, you can always do a little, make my little scars a little smoother and shit, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Your face looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
you know, I just had one recently, a procedure where, you know, and it's actually pretty funny because, so, for the past, you know, like 6-7 years, excuse me, they had this one dermatology doctor who at first he approached me and he had this fucking idea that was insane. It was just like, hey, so I got this idea that, you know, we're going to use these lasers and on your scars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the point is that these lasers over time are going to help, you know, break down the scars, make them smoother,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then, you know, he gets a little more serious. He's like, but being real with you, he's like, the lasers are going to burn you again, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, you should have started with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like so the plan to fix my burns is to burn me again, just with something different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, what the fuck? What else do I have to lose, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? You know, I'm not paying for this shit. It's all on Uncle Sam's fucking tab. Add to the,
you know,
$30 trillion debt, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's painful. You know, it's one of those procedures where they kind of put you under like a surgery, anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they blast your face with the fucking laser, you know? It's not some big thing where it's just like all at once, you know?
Sure.
It's just like little, you know.
Tiny areas.
And I have some videos that I got to post on my you know, Facebook, social media, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I actually, this time around, every day, I took like a quick little video just to see like how it was healing every day. And like you could see the tiny little dots that the lasers would leave all over my face, you know. But yeah, then it all peels off. I get the little baby skin, pink face and shit, you know. And everything looks nice. I just gotta take care of it, you know.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I like to be outdoors.
And it's almost summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's summer in Texas. It's not. It's hot as shit.
It really is. Yeah. Okay, so. you are a burn victim, but you're also a veteran.
Yeah.
So what has it been like to be a veteran, an injured veteran, right? Or disabled veteran here in San Antonio? Did you feel like you've been taken care of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like with anything in the military or organizations that are that big, you kind of have little hiccups and disagreements and things with them. But all in all, I've been taken well care of. I've gotten the treatment that, you know, that they've promised and everything. And
yeah,
medically retired and whatnot, you know. So, and because of that, my family, you know, was going to be taken care of as well.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah, it's and San Antonio being the big military city that it is, I mean, it's I feel like it's definitely been a little easier for me because, you know, initially my scars were a little more, you know, significant and they showed, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you'll always get that one person that kind of walks by you and, like, looks confused and looks a little hard at you and shit, right? And it's whatever, you know?
I'll fight them.
You know, yeah. But I also, you know, thankfully, I'm also a pretty confident person that I just, you know, I don't really give a shit about what people say, think, or whatever. You know, like, you're going to look, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, be an adult, and you can ask the fucking question, you know?
So, and because,
you know, it's funny, because I get more kids that approach
me. Of course. Kids have no filter.
And they're just straight up, like, what happened to your face?
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not hurting my fucking feelings. Like, bro, I know.
Yeah.
Like, this shit, I'm fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, man. I was a warrior. I went and fought a war, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, well.
Or do you just, like.
Came back and I got some boo-boos, man. I played with the fire too much, you know?
Do you ever, like, make up stories for, like, every kid? Yeah. I would totally
make up kids. I make stories up for adults.
Oh, you should.
I'm just like, yo, I was drunk as shit one day, I tried to cook some fucking empanadas. And
stop. Like, this shit. It was a grease fire. It went crazy.
Did not work out.
Oh, my God. And I think that's another thing, too.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I don't ever want to ask what happened or what's wrong or what, because there's nothing wrong, right?
Right.
And a lot of people are sensitive, so they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I it bothers me too because, like, my husband gets that question.
Yeah.
Like, oh, did that happen in the war? And I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Bro.
Yeah, it's like,
it bothers me more than him.
But, you know, here's my thing. I feel like, yeah, it is always good to kind of maybe consider, like, whether, oh my God, should I ask this question because maybe the person's sensitive or not?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you really can't fix the ignorance without actually asking that question.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes it doesn't hurt to, maybe the question does feel uncomfortable, but I feel like more people should be a little more, you know, open to just like, yo, I'm just going to ask this question. And then maybe I can just say, well, I don't mean to offend, but I was just curious.
Right. And that was my next question.
It's about how people ask the question.
Yes.
Right?
It's like, so, how? Like, how do you approach someone, anybody, and say, like, hey, like, what happened?
Well, like on my end, you know, it's I kind of at that point take it the way any kid approaches me, you know. So they come up to me like, "What happened to your face?" I'm just like, "Yeah, all right, I can answer that question."
But, like, adults ask you like that?
Yeah. No, not usually.
Okay.
Usually adults don't really dish shit out or you know, and or they'll wait for like a moment where like a topic's brought up, maybe another Marine buddy's talking shit, or like I'll just, you know, whatever. Somehow the topic comes up, and then I just start talking about it.
Yeah.
And then they'll say something along the lines of, like, oh, man, that's actually really good to know.
Yeah.
Like, I've kind of always wanted to ask, but I just didn't know if I was, like, in the right, you know.
Sure.
You know, and I'm just like, no, bro, like.
You're chill.
Ask the questions, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to come hunt you down later, I promise.
I don't know. Put some respect on it, you know what I mean? No. So any times that you felt like you faced any adversity as a veteran here in San Antonio?
Well, you know,
we're here to keep shit real. Yeah, I know you keep shit real too.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, I don't know. Me personally, my problem is I kind of, if you don't know me, I kind of come off as a little bit intimidating, right? Like,
I mean,
I said if you don't know me, you
Well, no, it's true. When you know, I didn't know you and you came in just cussing everybody to like the room, I was like, oh, okay.
You know, and you know.
But it's a love thing.
Right, right. Yeah. Especially in the military. You yeah, know, yeah, like, yeah. With Marines specifically. Like, yeah. Our love language is like just cussing each other the fuck out.
It's true.
Like, to no end.
It's
to
true.
No fucking end.
It's true. And nothing is.
And everybody just sits there like. Yeah. Wow.
Now I'm just used to it. Now I'm like, I'll talk shit too. I'm all, don't come for me because then we'll talk shit. Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So I don't know if I really had an issue with that because, you know, people just kind of look at me and be like, all right, I'm just not going to. I don't have to like the military or fuck the Marines or whatever, but I'm not going to say it to his face, you know? Like,
you better
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's cool. Keep it
that yeah, way. Yeah,
yeah. Have a yeah. good day.
Yeah.
So.
So you plan on staying here?
Yeah. I mean, at least for like the next 18 years, I guess, right?
Because the kids.
14 years, yeah.
Yeah.
My youngest is 5, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to move them. But I kind of can't without having a wild-ass fucking court battle and shit, you know? So,
that too.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
You know, me and her, we can't say we get along, but like more recently, mm-hmm. the text messages have been a little more, you know.
Copacetic. Yeah. Good for you.
I'm like, all right, that's good. That's yeah, good. You yeah. know,
everything's chill.
Like, she texted me some fucking pictures of the kids. I'm like, all right, you know
oh.
what? I'll send you because I take more pictures with these kids. Every time I'm with them, I'm taking pictures and yeah. shit, you know?
Yeah.
So now I get to send her pictures. I'm like, all right. You know?
Oh, yeah. You're great with your kids.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans like moving forward?
Well, right now, I'm not too sure. I got this regular security job right now, which is, you know, just a little bit extra money.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get my household in order because I did just get a divorce, well, back in fucking November. You know.
For the best, though.
So, yeah. Trying to figure things out with the house, and which I am keeping, absolutely. Fucking value keeps going up every year. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm 100%. I don't pay taxes. God bless America. So,
you know, I'm trying to get Albert to 100%. He needs to fight
for
it. He's
got to talk to me. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to give him some fucking, some keywords to tell the doctor.
Yes.
Like, hey, bro, you walk in there.
Tell him. And
you
if you're,
fucking
yeah.
milk that shit.
If you're part of the VA, you're not watching this yeah. or hearing this. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So tell me about your experience in the Marines.
Well, overall, I mean, look, overall, it was fucking shitty.
Rizzy?
Really?
Really? I was meant to say,
what,
is.
What are you drinking, girl?
I meant to say, was it? And really at the same time. Yeah. Rizzy?
Uh-huh. It kind of was. But it doesn't take away from the people that I met, the relationships, that whole brotherhood thing. You know, even getting out and coming here.
Yeah.
And got this whole group of Marines here, SATMAR, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio Marines. And, you know, we all came from different fucking units, served at different times, but we link up with each other, and it's just like, it's something that we have to fucking, we can bond with, you know?
Yeah.
And the trust is there, you know, until, you know, somebody shows you otherwise, but... The trust is there, and it's amazing because, yeah, I've never fit in anywhere in my fucking life.
Really?
Anywhere. Never. I grew up in a housing projects in Queens, right?
Yeah.
And it was mostly a black neighborhood, and if you were some type of Latino, you were Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Mm.
I'm a fucking mutt. I'm Colombian and Honduran. You know. The only thing me and these fucking Puerto Ricans and Dominicans have in common is fucking plátanos, man. We love that shit, you know? We love plantains,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm not, you know, don't really like jalapenos and shit. That's the Mexican folks down here.
Don't hit on jalapenos, yeah. Okay?
I don't. Not anymore. Because you slap some cream cheese, wrap them in some bacon. Fell in love with those motherfuckers. She's like,
ugh. I mean, that's not a Mexican thing,
yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, no, it's not, but... You know, it brought a little zing to my life.
Okay, you're
a
welcome.
A little spiciness.
Somehow. You're, well, I don't know how. But yeah.
I really never did fit in anywhere, you know? And the Marines, I ain't fit in either because, again, I'm like, this whole unit, most of these motherfuckers are some white country folks, right? You know, it's fucking all sorts of random ass places that I never thought I'd never even thought about.
Yeah.
Fucking Nebraska or, you know,
Nebraska.
Places like that. Like, yeah. Who lives there, right?
I don't know. I thought it was just farmland.
Yeah. But then you meet them and, you know, you don't really get along with them, but then you realize you have to get along with them because, well, we're going to war and these are the fucking assholes that are going to be watching your back, right?
So, yeah.
So you make it work, you know?
So how many times did you go overseas?
Just once.
Once is enough,
yeah,
honestly.
It was enough.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing about it was that, you know, I went to Iraq. I was there for, you know, 9-10 months. Survived all that bullshit out there. I was a tank crewman. We were the QRF response, the quick reaction force.
Okay.
Basically. So we were always on standby. Anytime some unit needed backup, you know, our little alliances with the Iraqi police or the army, and they needed some help. It didn't matter what fucking time it was. It didn't matter if we just pulled in after being out there for 24 hours. We needed to take back off and roll out and, you know, go be the hero somewhere or some shit, right? And, you know, and even then, on occasion, you know, we pull up to some places and, you know, and look, I know we talk a lot of shit about, like, the infantry units, grunts, us as tankers, right?
Yeah.
So we get to do that, you know? But those motherfuckers, yo, they fucking, God, they fucking struggled out there. They bust their ass, you know, they're doing what they got to do to get the job done. And, you know, you pull up to some of these units and they're so fucking worn out and they see these big ass tanks rolling by and they're just like, you know,
yeah.
You know, like, just so fucking grateful that they got some kind of backup and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And
for people that don't know, what's the difference between infantry and tankers?
So the infantry are basically the ground pounders. They're, you know, the guys with the rifles and their backpacks, and they're just trooping. They're marching, and they're miles and miles on end, and they're getting into the fights, and they're kicking doors down, you know, and just, you know, they're the ones that take the brunt of the... Of all the damage, you know, the losses, you know, the casualties. I mean,
yeah.
And you know, we even had on occasions where we would get off our tanks. You know, if they needed extra bodies to you know, secure some locations and, you know, kick down a few doors and out there hunting all these, you know, suspected guys that were making the IEDs, the improvised explosive devices. You know, the roadside bombs, which was the thing that was really fucking us up back then,
yeah,
when the war was
at
its height, you know, because they weren't fighting us like it was a, you know, like a regular army. They were just sneaking and they're at night digging holes on roads, planting bombs, letting convoys drop, you know, roll by, and then boom, you know,
yeah,
that's how they got their kills. So but yeah, we, you know,
and then tankers,
and then us, we roll around in 70 tons of fucking just metal and, you know, guns and ammo and,
yeah,
you know, we pull up, we got this big old cannon, and if we really need to bust that out, then we're sending around, you know, it's a building that's got, you know, snipers and, you know, well, back in the day we all called them terrorists, right?
Yeah,
but the enemy,
yeah,
know? So, and, you know, our concern was just always taking care of our people and making sure they were safe, or they were going to get back home safe. So
yeah, and that's always a question that I ask for Marine Corps birthday, because I always go to wherever they are, wait till they get a little bit drunk, and then I go around and I interview all of them.
Because that's when we all let loose a little.
It's like true.
Bringing back all the stories.
It's
and
true.
Shit, right?
And I always ask, what's the one thing you miss most about the Marine Corps? And every single answer is like,
The brotherhood.
The brotherhood, the camaraderie. Yeah. That's it.
Because there really wasn't nothing, like, the experience overall.
Yeah.
Especially for, like, the combat units, you know. And, I mean, maybe it needed to be that way. Because they needed to be rough on us because we had to fucking get the job done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, it would have been nice if maybe we wasn't cussed at all the fucking time, you know. It'd be nice if we got out at 5 p.m. or whatever and got to enjoy the rest of the night. But no, like, you know, I guess it was all It was all part of the whole psychological thing of getting us ready for some real shit that we really didn't have an idea of what we were getting ourselves into, you know?
Yeah. So, and I know you've talked to a lot of your brothers, sisters, like Jules. Yeah. Shout out Jules. Mm.
The Jules, where you at?
Yeah. and about what it's like to reacclimate into the community, because I don't feel like there's enough of people focusing on veterans reacclimating.
Right.
And so you're a disabled veteran.
Yeah.
You kind of get blown up, right?
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you're at BAMSI in San Antonio or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then now you have to reacclimate and have to go through this healing process. Yeah. So what has that been like?
You know, and that's one thing that I do appreciate about San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Because, again, back to it being a whole military-friendly city, you got like 5 military bases here. Even though they aren't Marine bases, you know, you still that's have okay. the Army folks there, and our still have Army folks that were going through the same thing, mm-hmm. you know. So I was recovering with Army folks that also had, like, their legs blown off or had burns to their face, you know. And some of these folks, yeah, that's where I realized, I learned quick, you know, to be a little more grateful, even though whatever happened to me, you know, was terrible. But, like, there's folks out there that have far worse injuries than I do. Like, burns to the point where, like, you lose an eyeball or ears, nose, you know, hands, legs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, shout out to some of them, because I still keep in contact with them. And, yo, they're still so confident, you know, just kind of like me, walk around. And it's just like we're here, making the best of it. And, you know, can't nobody fuck with us, you know.
It's true.
That type of mentality, you know?
And you're alive.
So, yeah, you know?
And you're here to tell your story.
You move on, you live life, you know? Yeah. They got kids now, too, and shit. I'm like, it's fucking great, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, I think, here in San Antonio, definitely easier to kind of, like, get back into, like, the whole regular, you know, civilization type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it also kind of helps because there's enough of us here to kind of be able to maybe move forward together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in other cities, it might be harder, you know? Mm-hmm. People, and even the folks that don't get injured, you know? Or maybe they just got the trauma, the PTSD, you know?
Sure.
You know, they go back home, because I think back to that all the time. It's like, what if I would have just did my 4 years and I would have went back to Queens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I would have just been like, well, for one, I feel like I fucking fit in there to begin with, like I said earlier, right?
Yeah.
And now, I'm just like, well, what the fuck? Now nobody's going to understand anything that I've fucking been through, you know? Because nobody there is, you know? You might have a handful, one or two from a neighborhood or whatever that fucking joined, you know?
So has it been really helpful for you to have Satmar?
Yeah. Here it's just having the people that you can kind of relate to, you know?
Yeah.
And
I can't, personally, I can't imagine, and thank you for your service. I know I've thanked you in person, but yes. But going from where you were at, all the shit that you went through, all the shit that you saw, to a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Like, people have no idea, like, what these men and women have gone through.
Yeah.
And to act like, oh, you didn't punch in. Shut the fuck.
That's a lot.
Like, that's why? A lot. You're worried about that? Like, I've seen people die. I've killed people. You know what I mean?
My
like,
last job, right? I'm not going to throw any names, companies, and all that shit.
You
right?
can. It's okay. Look at the camera.
You know. My last job, I was running security at a resort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And never requested holidays off, none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a type. I'm just like, all right, I can always celebrate the holiday the next day
sure.
with my kids or something.
Yeah.
Right? And, well, like, after 4 years of working at this place, I go and Memorial Day's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right. I had some friends hit me up from Washington State, you know, people that I had served with, and they're just like, hey, you got to come out here. They're buying me the ticket, all this shit.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, oh, well, fuck. Yo, I'm coming out there, man. You know, go out there, reminisce.
Yeah.
You know, celebrate, you know, whatever, what we have, what we lost, whatever, right? Put my fucking request in, and this motherfucker denies my shit.
Really?
Talking about that, oh, the resort's gonna be busy that day, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, motherfucker, you do know that I'm leaving anyway, right? Like, this wasn't a fucking...
I'm not asking for permission.
I'm just being I'm just being respectful and professional. I'm just giving you a fucking heads up, you know? Yeah. Like, this isn't, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, so sure as shit, I fucking left. And I came back.
Good for you.
They tried to take me to HR, and I was just like, yo, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, I don't even need to work, motherfucker. Like, I'm just keeping busy, making some extra money, you know? Yeah. And, all right, well, fuck y'all, right?
Yeah.
Time to go. And I was like, you know what I'll do, though? I'll finish off the week. Finish the week, and I'm gone.
Yeah. So what's been the hardest part about... Is it harder to not be in the Marine Corps, or is it harder to be in the Marine Corps?
Man, you can't help but to miss some of the shit there, though.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's like, yeah, you sit there and you think back and, you know, you can kind of be sour about it. Like, oh, man, they treated us like fucking children. But then at the same time, it was like, well, you kind of knew how things were going to go throughout the day, you know?
And, yeah.
And then the day ends and you still got your, you know, your boys, your brothers there, right? And fuck, man, I mean... I don't know, it's like, it's just a little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
Here in the civilian world, is back to reality, you know? You still gotta keep fucking thugging this shit out and living life and...
That's my motto for life.
Dealing with this fucking headache, you know, yeah. that every day brings you, I guess, right?
You can cry a little bit, but then you gotta thug it out.
Yeah, you gotta keep going.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, I think I've seen enough people be disrespectful. No. To veterans, and yeah. I'm not a veteran myself, but my whole family is comprised of veterans. A bunch of my friends are veterans, and so that shit pisses me off so much. Like, you have no idea what they went through, and you could never, never, like, be in 130 degrees in a desert, no shower, no bathroom for days,
shitty food,
starving, worried you're gonna get bit and killed by something or blown up, like, just. You don't have to thank them for their service, which you should.
Right.
You should. Yeah. But don't be rude.
My thing's always been, like, you don't have to agree with the war. You don't have to agree with the politics, right?
Sure.
But at the same time, like, you know, we're still out there. You know? And most of us are there because we feel like we're doing a good thing, right?
Yeah.
You know? I can tell you right now, when we were out there in Iraq, I was like, yo, we were doing good things. We were pulling up. We were bringing a whole fucking tank to an elementary school just to park it just so these kids could fucking learn, because they're getting threats of, you know, the radical Al-Qaeda motherfuckers that only wanted them to learn Islam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're threatening to, like, bomb a school or kill their teachers and shit, you know? And so we pull up with a big fucking tank and, you know, they get to do...
Yeah, you, like, say something.
They get to do, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, we always, you know, I left Iraq feeling... You know, for the most part, like, man, we had made some kind of headway or something, right?
And that is a good thing. And I think what's hard is that, yes, you did.
Yeah.
But then you guys leave.
And then shit falls apart. But again, that's not because it was our decision.
No.
It's decisions made way above us. Shitty leaders, whatever you want to call it, politics, you know. And then all these promises they made, they just hang them out to dry, you know.
And I think, and again, I can't imagine because I didn't go through any of that, but... To have your whole life change, to go through all of that, to know, like, to feel like I'm doing a good thing, I'm a good person, I'm fighting for my country, and I'm helping these kids, or, you know, whatever, and then come back to society, and it's like, I don't want to say you weren't missed, right? But it's almost like you're just back into, like, I don't know who you are. Who are you?
Things,
like,
have changed.
It's just, I don't know. It's terrible.
When I went to boot camp, and our boot camp is 3 months, right?
Yeah.
3 months later, I come back, and even, like, the best friends that I had, like, we had, like, grown up together for whatever, 17 fucking years.
Yeah.
It's like everybody was just doing their own thing and just being shady with each other. I'm just like, yo, I've only been gone for 3 fucking months.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Shit changes,
like,
fast.
How did this shit just, how did we go from, like, hey, you know, I'm out of here, he's coming to the Marines, yeah, we gotta celebrate, we're all together, and then I come back and, you know, it's just like, nah, I don't really fuck with him like that no more. I'm just like,
what? Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
So,
yeah.
Life, right? I mean.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know you have SATMAR, which is the San Antonio Marines, but are you in any other veteran organizations here in San Antonio?
Got a few people over at, like, Wounded Warrior Project. I got the folks over at Hero Sports more recently.
Yeah.
But they've been pretty badass at, you know, like, their mission is just trying to get veterans out to, like, all sorts of outdoor shit, you know, hunts. And like, fucking games, basketball games, football games, things like that. Just trying to get veterans together to have a good time and whatnot.
And that's Mikey.
And that's Mikey. Mike out Barker. Mikey. Shout out Jules again.
You know, love you, Jules. You should have been here.
But yeah. No, and honestly, them I've been fucking with them more recently. But that's just because I feel like they're out there a lot. You know, they're definitely trying to put their you know, their brand out there and making the connections and just trying to get this money to spend it on the people that deserve it. You know,
sure.
Because you know, you also hear about some stories where, you know, you got some of these nonprofits that they don't really use all the money
in the right way.
Supposed to, you know? So.
And I ask that because this is Military City. There are a lot of veterans that are here that might not have the support that SAPMAR provides.
Right.
And they're going through it. Yeah. I mean, you know about, like, you know, 22. And it's real and it's intense. Like, there are veterans every day killing themselves. And sometimes it can be just as simple as having that support.
Right.
So that's why I asked if you knew of any that might be supportive of other branches. Because don't come to SAPMAR if you're Navy. Or don't.
Listen, if y'all really need our help, we're going to help y'all.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a lot of shit from us.
unless you're like a corpsman.
You're a corpsman.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
We're still going to give you shit. We're okay.
It's true. I've also seen that. Yeah.
That's a good question, because even in all my madness, I don't know. Maybe I do need therapy, right? But I think everybody needs therapy. And like, I'm not. And you know what? Okay, so let me put it in a different fucking perspective, I guess. Because maybe my therapy is just different. I'm not going to like some shrink that I don't fucking know and just like trying to pour my heart out to them. You know what I'm saying?
Which is okay.
Which it absolutely is. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it sound like, ew, don't do that. Some shady, you know, it's not like that at all. But like, maybe my therapy is just reaching out to one of these brothers of mine, you know, that I've met from any of these groups, you know, and we can have a beer and I can talk whatever shit I need to get off my chest, you know?
Sure.
And it's still kind of me kind of, you know, letting loose a little bit, you know? So.
And yes, I do agree. I think that that's amazing that you guys still have that, or girls still have that, you know, ability to connect with each other. Because only y'all know.
Right.
Nobody else knows.
Right.
So, like, I'm a wife, but I can only support so much.
Right.
And then I'm like, go talk to one of the guys.
Yeah.
Because only y'all know what y'all went through. Right. But I think therapy is huge.
Yeah.
I don't think I know. It's also my specialty and my degree. Okay. So it is perfectly fine. Yeah. Because sometimes the talking can only get you so far.
Right.
Or the drinking or whatever.
Yeah. The drinking sometimes needs to get toned down a little bit, because sometimes it definitely does more damage than good, you know? So
a lot of people drown their problems.
Yeah.
And it's a fact. Marine, veteran, not veteran, you know, whatever. It's technically a negative coping mechanism, but it also doesn't make you a bad person. But therapy is okay. Yeah. So for any veterans out there, or non-veterans that are struggling, you know, seek therapy. It's okay
to talk to somebody.
People. Yeah.
Get some help.
Have a good support. Find your support system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So how do people follow you? Do you want them to follow you? Because I know you're kind of private.
I mean, they can follow me. That's fine.
Only hot girls. No, I'm kidding. All
right. Let me bust out my...
Oh, my God. Because he doesn't know his handle. It's okay.
You're right, I don't. Which is funny.
I want to say I know it, but it's kind of long.
It's not that... Yours is long as fuck.
Yours
is like...
what is yours?
Viva Fiesta Norteño Queen fucking 210, all that shit.
I hate you.
Instagram. You follow me on Instagram?
Under?
It's J WILDIN_718
Is it?
Yes.
No, but what's but your name is something else. It's really long.
Not on Instagram. It's just JWILDIN718
No, see, it's Jacob. Let me see.
Oh no,
it's Jacob the Legendary Survivor.
Oh, can you
that's
look, can
why?
Can you look me up?
Yes.
That too?
Wow. That's what I was saying. It's
I'm
long
a fucking dinosaur. My fault.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I just realized I have not been giving my handle for any of this stuff, but it's fine. Wow. I'm posting. I know, right?
Well, it's probably because it's long as fuck.
Wow. Anyway, it's a Riverwalk Queen _Norteño210 NORTENO210 Anyway, whatever. Whatever. All right, cool. Well, anything that you want to say about yourself that we haven't already talked about?
I don't know. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I don't want to incriminate myself. He's not going to tell you where he hangs out.
Right?
Even though I know.
All right.
If you see me at this one place, which you know I've never at, it's because I'm probably with this guy.
Because I'm there. That's right.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on here. I really appreciate it. And you're talking about your story and your experiences and what it's like. Yeah.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Right?
Man, I thought I was going to fuck this up.
No, you did good. I'm so proud of you. High five. Yes. All right. Well, thank you again. Again, follow me. Follow Jacob. Follow Latina Podcast Network, VOD Pod Media, all of that. Thank you again for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, all of that on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. And follow me on Instagram. And don't slide in my DMs. Thank you. Unless you're a business and you'd like to be on my podcast. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. And I'll see you guys next time. All right. Bye.
Peace.